Welcome to Virtual Cycling 3, Race Ride. It's a good idea to do Virtual Cycling 1 and 2 for at least 8 weeks before attempting Virtual Cycling 3, as this is a very challenging program that will take you anaerobic, and it's a good idea to have an established aerobic base before attempting a workout this vigorous. Have a towel and water bottle ready and be prepared to take intermittent breaks throughout the ride. This or any workout program could result in injury. To reduce the risk of injury, consult your physician before you begin this program. Okay, approach the bike. Go ahead and set it up as you learned how to do in Virtual Cycling 1. Put real road resistance on the bike to a flat road, and let's get started. From the get-go, you need to have a race mindset here. You're moving those pedals quickly, ideally between 100 and 110 revolutions per minute. You're at the beginning of a race. You've got a lot of road ahead of you. You have to start off strong. Drop your shoulders, slightly drop your torso, grab hold of the racing handlebars, and fly. You've got to work harder than you'd like just to keep your place in a race. You have got to work harder than that to pass up people in front of you, pick them off one by one, and gain ground. This race is mental and physical. The only thing stopping you from excelling in this ride is your own mental barriers. Push through them and persevere. You are stronger than you think. If you let your mind start to drift, you're probably going to find you settle into a comfort speed, likely somewhere around 85 revolutions per minute here on a flat road. Stay focused. Stay in the zone, 100 to 110 revolutions per minute. Do not give an inch. Do not sacrifice your place in this race without a fight. If you're on a Kaiser bike, the gear is probably 11 or 12 so that you're feeling that flat road underneath you. If the indoor bike you're riding does not have gears, just be sure your resistance knob is turned enough to the right that you're feeling the resistance of real road underneath you on a fixed gear bike. On a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is like you're taking a walk in the park, and 10 is the intensity you'd be running if you were being chased by a bear, right now you should be at about a 7.5, maybe up to an 8. Since this is a race, our intensity isn't going to drop down much from here. You are going to push it the entire time, listen to your body, and if you need a break, brother, you take a break. Distance, we're going to encounter some headwind. Be ready to add one gear to where you feel like you're still on a flat road, but that there's a bit of a headwind blowing against you. Not yet, but I see it coming in the near future. In a race setting, there really is no warm-up. You dive right into the race from the moment that gunshot says go. Imagine you're approaching the back tire of the rider in front of you. You're getting closer, you're shoulder to shoulder. Bye-bye, you're leaving him in your dust. Rock on. Your breath is your energy. Deep cleansing belly breaths as you ride. Small sips of water. Push on. Persevere when it gets hard. That is when it counts the most. On a bike such as a Kaiser that has a digital display, look down. Where are your revolutions per minute? 105, 110, rock on. Sustain that. It's called sandbagging, when we don't really have enough resistance on there, but those legs are moving really, really, really fast. It doesn't count if you're sandbagging it. Be real and put the tension on that bike. It should be a struggle. There's sweetness in the struggle. In 5 seconds, we're gonna reach down, add one gear, feel that little bit of headwind pick up. All right, let's do this. Add one gear to your bike. If you're using a bike that does not have a digital keypad, simply turn the red resistance knob to the right, possibly a quarter turn, maybe a half turn. Don't sacrifice speed. Sustain 105 to 110 revolutions per minute here. Don't give an inch, because somebody's going to take a mile. Friends, nothing changes. For 3 minutes, persevere. This race is 30 minutes. Once you're about 15 minutes into it, that little devil's gonna come take a spot on your right shoulder, telling you, you know what? I've had enough. You flick him off and you keep going with strength, with endurance, with power. That intensity scale from 1 to 10, you're probably around an 8.25 right here. You're almost going breathless, not quite. Have to rock the flat roads. Everybody is strong on a flat road. We got mountain time coming up shortly. When you hit the mountains, make everyone else's weakness your strength. Great news is, you're about a third of the way done with this ride, and you've passed half of the riders. The unfortunate news is, the strongest riders are still at your face. They're still ahead of you. Let's chase them down, pick them off one by one. The road will stay flat just a little longer, and we are at the base of a mountain. Please reach down. Add significantly more resistance if you're on a Kaiser bike. Add on to gear 17 to 19. If you're on any other indoor bike, keep turning the resistance knob to the right until you feel extreme tension underneath you. We're riding at 60 revolutions per minute right here. 60 RPM is a little bit faster than the beat that you hear this music at right now. For heavy hill climbs, I want you to focus more on the upstroke than you do on the downstroke. Think about pulling the pedal up and over the top. When you do so, how about those hamstrings? Oh yeah. It's called muscular endurance, friends, because those muscles are going to endure it. Press on. Try to add one gear and rise up out of saddle. Grab the bull by its horns, ends of the handlebars. Long through the arms, strong through the legs. Shoot your tailbone towards the back of the room. Deep, deep, deep breaths. Once again, the hills are where you can own the other riders. Make their weakness your strength. Press on to the top of this mountain. If it's burning, it is working. It will ruin this race for you. Stay positive, stay focused, and you will thrive in this road race. Don't change your gear, but sit back down in saddle. Sustain 60 revolutions per minute. I know it's a little bit heavier than it was last time you were in the seat. It's all good. You can do this. Oh no, it ain't over. Give me 30 more seconds. Once we make it to the top of this mountain, oh yes, the road will flatten out. You'll be back on that flat road. We'll even have a little bit of a tailwind to push you along. So good, so strong. 4, 3, 2, and back off. If you're on a Kaiser bike, take your gears between 9 and 11. If you're on a regular indoor cycling bike, just turn to the left on the resistance knob until you feel you're on a flat road, little tailwind pushing you along, and go. You're halfway done with the race. You can do this. It's all good. Those of you that are very flexible through your hip flexors may be able to ride a little faster than 110 revolutions per minute safely. Maybe your display is reading 115, maybe 120. Just know if your rear end is bouncing in that saddle, you need a little bit more tension to counter that speed. You're very, very close to breathless. This is the speed you would ride if you're in a real race setting and there's money on the line. Pick people off, gain ground, gain the lead. You've got 10% of the crowd still ahead of you. Chase them down one by one. That every rider that's still in front of you wants that lead just as badly as you want to chase them down. Put it in your heart and don't let anybody defeat you in this race today. intensity is challenging and extremely uncomfortable, persevere for the long haul. That's what race day is about. This is how we get in serious shape. We challenge you at a very high intensity to where we're able to take that red line, the point that you couldn't work any harder, even if you wanted to, and we raise that capacity to where with time, you're so much more conditioned than you ever thought you could be. Away. You feel like you left a lung back there. Well, guess what? We're not going to pick it up until the race is over. I feel a little headwind coming on. Reach down. If you're on a bike with gears, please add 2 gears. Otherwise, please turn your resistance knob to the right until you feel what a headwind would feel like on a fixed gear bike and keep going. Over 100 revolutions per minute. The road is still flat. The wind just is now at your face. You have 3 minutes right here, then we have another mountain that will last 5 minutes and 10 seconds long. After that, there will be just one final flat to end the race. Standing flat, then come back down to the seat when you're ready. Don't forget about your water bottle, small sips as you ride. Done on days that you're tired, that you haven't eaten, that you didn't sleep well the night before. You need to bring your A game to every race. It's a good idea to eat a snack 1.5 to 2 hours before a race day. Several revolutions on that resistance knob to the right until you feel that mountain that we left 2 songs ago. If you're on a Kaiser bike, adjust your gears to somewhere between 17 and 19, and let's begin climbing this hill down in the saddle. feel the beat of this music right on it. So it's right, left, awesome. Stay right there, stay with me. Good. Feet are flat. Focus on the upstroke. Pull that heel up and over the top. Nice. Once again, make their weakness your strength. Take one person down right here, right now. Bye-bye, he's in your dust. You've got someone else ahead of you. Let's chase him down. Right, left, steady as she goes. Wanting to lighten up the resistance, kind of cheat on the tension, don't go there. Persevere when the going gets tough. The great news is, this is only a 5-minute, 10-second hill climb. You are almost halfway up this mountain. You are halfway there. Gear, come out of saddle. Grab the ends of the handlebars. Lengthen through that spine. Reach your tailbone back. With each revolution, you feel the nose of the saddle nudging the inner thighs. Long through the arms, strong through the legs. Let's go. Once we get to the top of this mountain, we'll hit flat road. We'll sustain it for 3 minutes to the finish line. You have 5 more minutes of juice left in you. That's all we have left on this ride. Listen to your body, safety first. You have 1 more minute left climbing. When you climb out of saddle, there should be a gentle shift side to side. Very subtle, gentle shift. Each hip bone dropping slightly, using your body weight to help press those pedals down. How about 30 more seconds to the top of this hill? Fantastic job. Reach down. Ease up your load. Flat road resistance. If you're on a geared bike, somewhere between 10 and 12. Let's go. Hit it hard as you can, fast as you can. Friends, there are 5 riders in front of you. You want to tackle them down one by one and end this race in the very front. There's one rider down. You're in fourth. But guess what? Fourth place does not go home with the prize. Give me a little more juice. Sweet job. You're in third place now, but you only have 2 more minutes to take down those 2 folks in front of you. And let me tell you, they want it bad. Nothing worse than losing the race in the very last stretch. You're going to have to work hard to take down these last 2 riders. If your rear end is bouncing in the saddle, if your head is bobbing, you need a little bit more tension to counter the fast speed you've got on that flywheel. Sliding in neck to neck with second place. However, there's a big gap between second and first. One more minute on the clock. Go. You're only ahead of the second place person by the edge of your tire. Come on, give it a little bit more juice. Let's see some acceleration. Seconds left, gun it. Every ounce of energy you have left, lay it on the road like you're draining water out of a wet towel. That is your energy on the line. Let's go. First place, you are going down. Great job. You just busted through that finish line. Nobody ahead of you. You won the whole thing, and winner takes all. Congratulations. I am so proud of you. You did amazing today. Drop your gears all the way down to the bottom. If you're on a regular cycling bike, just turn the resistance lever to the left or the resistance knob to the left until the brake pad is no longer rubbing the flywheel at all. If you're on a Kaiser bike, just drop your gears down to a 1 or a 2. Ride easy, shoulders dropped, long through the neck. Try to create more distance between your earlobes and your shoulders. Close your eyes and make a concerted effort to slow the rhythm of your breath. Ride it out easy. After a ride like that, your body needs to recover. Now and then when I see her face, she takes me away to that special place. And if I stare it too long, I probably break down and cry. When you flicker your eyes open, you should notice that your heart rate is significantly lower than last time you checked. Go ahead and take a posture break. So sit on the saddle, reach the crown of the head up high towards the sky, drop your tailbone down into the seat. 2 shoulder rolls. And take your right arm cross over the chest. Nice shoulder stretch. Switch arms. Right tricep stretch. Grab the elbow and pull the arm straight back. Left tricep stretch. Release, and slow the rhythm that you're riding those pedals. Bring them to a stop where the pedals are parallel to the ground and ceiling. Grab the ends of the handlebars, rise your buttocks out of saddle, and drop the heels down. Nice stretch for your calves and Achilles tendon. And and take a 180 degree revolution with the other pedals in front. Drop those heels down. Just hold it steady right there. Good. Release the feet from the cages or the clips. Exit your bike. Prop one leg onto the frame of the bike or the seat or the handlebars. Flex forward at the hips for a nice hamstring stretch. And take that same foot, grab at the tongue of the shoe, pull the foot back to where the heel is digging in towards the buttocks, the knee is facing down towards the ground, and the inner thighs are squeezed together. This is a nice quadricep stretch. Cross this ankle over the opposite knee, hold onto the bike for support, and sink back like you're sitting into a chair. You should feel a nice stretch into your gluteus medius, the side of your rear end, all the way down that IT band. Release this leg. Switch legs. Opposite leg on the bike. Flex forward at the hips for a nice hamstring stretch. On each exhale, go a little bit deeper in that stretch. Grab the tongue of the shoe, pull that leg back, nice quadricep stretch, heel digging in towards the buttocks, knee facing down to the ground, inner thighs kissed together. Cross the ankle over the opposite knee, have a seat like you're sitting back into a chair, hold onto your bike for a little bit of balance and support. And go ahead and rise up. Spread your legs a little bit wider than your hips. Take your hands into your thighs. Sink down into a shallow squat. And now round your back all the way up. Round like a hunchback. Drop your shoulders. Now lift your neck. Finally, raise your head. Take a deep cleansing breath as you reach your arms up high towards the sky. Exhale, let it go. One shoulder roll. You were amazing today. Fantastic race. I hope to see you again next time on Cycling 3 Race Ride.